Okay.
Like now it's recording. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah.
No, Val, thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for coming today. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Happy
holidays. Merry Christmas.
Wait, can we say Christmas? I don't think we're allowed to do that.
Are we not allowed to say Merry Christmas?
I think that's canceled.
No, happy, so you can say
Happy Thanksmas.
No. You just say happy holidays.
Yeah, because especially around here.
Unless you are absolutely certain that the person you're saying Merry Christmas to Christian. Is of the correct faith.
Is that like the cheersing when you look him in the eyes?
I don't know what that means.
Can you explain that further, please?
In Italy, in Germany, you have to look them in the eyes when you cheers.
Why?
I don't know.
Just to make a statement?
Because you're wishing them well, and you cheers them, and you mean it. You have to mean it.
Wow. Well, do you know the real story behind like the cheers, like when you hit the two glasses?
I didn't know there was a story.
Well, because back in the days, like especially like people that have power, they have to actually do it so they can pour some of the drinks from each cup, so just to make sure that there is no poison in it.
Oh, makes sense.
That's interesting. Yeah,
I had no idea.
The more you know.
But how did you learn that?
I don't know. I was reading and scrolling something. Internet is super cool. 2024. It's fantastic. Just not even Google. Just Facebook. Just scrolling through all the videos. And I don't do TikTok, so I've never had that. But like the reels and how is it? Like when they're saying ban it, what's going on with that?
They're going to get rid of it in the United States of America. I'm really upset.
It's not.
What am I supposed to do? So, at work.
It's not going to happen.
So you have a TikTok before the ban. Does that mean that you're no longer going to have access to your TikTok?
In the U.S., if your location is the U.S., you do not have access to TikTok after January 19th. Unless
everyone's
the emergency appeal goes through.
Everyone's going to be able to, if they don't already know how to use a VPN, to make themselves appear to be in whatever Canada, other country.
China. Right.
It's gonna happen quickly. Kids are going to figure it out.
I don't know about you guys, but I did hear about TikTok in China and how their algorithm and whatever they show to their people is different from what they show to us here.
Oh, it's so different. Well, it's the algorithm is based on your scrolling behaviors. And your consumption.
Yeah.
Of what you're looking at.
And if I am in control of it, I can just open whatever I want to that
exactly
area to pour whatever
or
I need.
What's on your TikTok feed?
Yeah,
we so, have.
Yeah,
I can,
tell us.
It's a teach like they're teaching baking. You what to actually how okay. to think and yeah.
Lesbians.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dark romances right now. We're really heavy into the book talk era and specifically dark romances, which we shouldn't go on into that on this.
I would love to hear about that.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh,
what's
love
the rating
that.
On this podcast?
whatever you want it to be.
Explicit.
Okay. There,
by the way, we can say whatever we want.
Cover TJ's ears.
Yeah, we can say whatever we want. The chances to be canceled are very very low because I don't think that we actually like mainstream.
But those are my my three subgenres: lesbians, book talk, and food.
Like just recipes.
Yeah, baking mostly.
Yeah, sometimes I get like accidents and fatal.
I'm so serious. I was on cave diving TikTok for a long time where all of these incidents were happening where people are dying doing cave diving. You know the best thing about cave diving?
No.
You don't have to do it.
It is optional. True.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
These people volunteered to do this.
Wow.
It doesn't sound healthy to be on a TikTok on something that's frightening
it
you.
It was terrifying for a while. I was in a dark place.
How did you get out of it?
More lesbians.
I was going to say.
Love that.
Yep.
I think everyone would agree with you that more lesbians
are the answer. It's the
okay.
answer to a lot of problems.
A lot of youth just dreamed of more lesbians in the world. And
so I'm going to backtrack to happy holidays.
And okay.
So a lot of the reason that I think the way I do is because, as I've said to a lot of people I've worked with now, I was beaten into submission by corporate America about how you're supposed to act. So, you know, when you're working in a company where it's a big corporation and, you know, you're supposed to make sure that you don't say the wrong things, even well before all of the PC things we can and can't say now. It was always just understood, like, you need to make sure you respect everyone and you got to say the right thing. So, you know, you don't have Christmas parties, you don't do this and that. And the interesting thing is, like, I don't even consider myself a Christian, but, you know, saying Merry Christmas to someone is probably not the right thing. So I got used to, at some point, just saying Happy Holidays because I didn't want to offend anyone well before it was PC. Something that was understood in PC to make sure you did that. That was more of a corporate America thing before it was, you know, to me, like a PC thing.
You know what's really funny? I have had the exact opposite. I was trained at Chick-fil-A. That was my first ever real job.
Well, I mean, it's Chick-fil-A.
It's a Christian-based company. So I was trained.
Was this pre-lesbian?
This is pre-lesbian.
Okay. Absolutely.
You weren't you. You can't be a lesbian in Chick-fil-A.
Pre-coming out. They, Merry Christmas was like, you better say it. Like, it was ingrained in you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're working at Chick-fil-A, and you will say my pleasure, and you will say Merry Christmas.
It's the most Christian. It is the most Christian organization. I think fast food or
successful organization.
Is it successful though?
It is,
because it's killing a lot of people. I mean,
wow.
The food. I don't know about the food. And they just changed their chicken, and it was like a big thing in the U.S.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's like no antibiotics, or just add in now antibiotics, or something. Whatever is not really good for the chicken, add in or without. Because I'm not really educated when it comes to that.
Whichever one is bad, they did that.
Well, yeah, so now they changed it because it's cheaper, I guess. It just gets that chicken super bulky and super good.
They're juicy.
Bulky chicken.
Bulky chicken.
Butchy. They're like, oh my God, look at that chicken. It's bulky.
Laura, what do you know about the pickles at Chick-fil-A?
So the pickles are actually specially brined for Chick-fil-A.
That can't be it.
Yeah.
So,
tell the story.
We used to work with these twins that worked at Chick-fil-A, and they said don't get pickles at Chick-fil-A, but they would never tell us why.
Oh, I mean, honestly, Chick-fil-A is like really, really clean, and I don't want to like, you know, discourage people. Well, I do want to discourage people from going to Chick-fil-A. The pickles sit out, and sometimes, occasionally, kitchen workers don't wear gloves and eat pickles out of the pickles that are sitting out.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just going to add this.
Also,
just
I would not get
to be
the cherries.
Or not to be sued by Chick-fil-A. We're just kidding here.
Just kidding. This is all hypothetical.
We're not talking about Chick-fil-A.
They're not real people. It's just a simulation.
It is a simulation.
Yeah. It's just like the black cat in Matrix again, like we talked about.
Mm-hmm. It's Jeff and that dang dog.
No. It's that dang dog.
Isn't it Steve?
It's Jeff.
His real name is Jeff.
We're not saying any real names.
Scott? Neo. Neo and the cat.
So what were they probably maybe doing? So they're not wearing gloves?
I mean, it's teenagers cooking food. I know what you expect.
I know. Then that's the problem.
It's just like bars and peanuts on the
right. Don't eat the bathroom pea mints.
but the difference is like they're giving the food to people. Like if you go into a bar and see a bowl sitting on top of it and you decide on your own to actually put your hand in there and then put that food in your mouth. Different than,
but they're teenagers making your food for minimum wage.
But no, so it goes back to the twins that used to talk about this. It totally makes sense now because that sounds exactly what it is.
Either. Yeah,
not the cherry. Why?
They sit out. They're not really ice. The ice melts and there's fruit flies.
Okay,
that's just like I wouldn't get garnishes.
More
at bars.
Proteins. Come on,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is they're an evil Christian corporation and they are actually trying to tame our
down
food.
Down with Chick-fil-A.
Okay,
not the real Chick-fil-A though.
No,
the fake one.
Chicken
fake
fillet. One.
Yeah, the chicken.
The chicken fillet.
Fillet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No one knows. I'll be honest with you. Like when we were flying, we were in Europe and we came back. We landed in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if this is the right way to. Is it Charlotte or Charlotte?
Charlotte.
I don't know. Yeah. Never know. S. Yeah. Shart and chart. Is it true that shart is taking a shit and farting?
Yes.
Yeah, you can say it. Just tell it. Yeah. Yes, you can just tell
them. As you think you're farting,
A shart is where you fart and then you shit by accident.
You shat.
Yeah, you farted. You sharted yourself.
So I sharted. E-T-E-D at the end. So we stopped, we were at the airport, and I saw a Chick-fil-A, and I was so happy.
Chick-fil-A is really clean. That's what I'm saying.
I was so happy. I'm like, America.
The way they make their employees clean things, allegedly, is wild.
Allegedly?
How wild? No, you only drop those words, and I'm like, I want to know even more. Like, don't just like, it's wild. All right. Is it wild?
It is. I mean, their motto is, there's time to lean, there's time to clean. So like
every corporation's motto is like,
of course, core values.
They do give you a toothbrush to scrub the drains under the ice bins.
Yeah. Do you think
I'm not exaggerating?
Do you think the fact that like they add core values and all of that is just to get us to just get people into that mindset. So as if they create sometimes like a cult. Yeah. And so mm-hmm. people get just in that routine, in the same routine. So their schedule is different every day. So they can get to just that. All that matters to them is that job at that moment.
So this and is mob mentality about. When they train. I used to be a trainer, allegedly, at this corporation. And
don't say any name.
Really?
Okay, and, we're going to pause for a second, please. And we're back. So you were allegedly working at like a training facility?
Well, no, just at a store training. Oh, but like okay. I trained the employees. And like at one point I knew every ingredient in everything. The grilled chicken has garlic in it, for example.
Really?
Just in case you wanted to know that. Hmm. So anyway, the training is very cult-like.
Tell me about it. Allegedly.
Supposedly, if you're not smiling... when you're in front of people and during your shift, you get reprimanded. If you're not saying my pleasure, if you're not using literally the term is elevated language, you get reprimanded. And then you have somebody shadow you until you are using the correct language. And
did
then
you do that?
Yeah.
You shadowed people.
I would stand over their shoulder and listen to them speak to people. And if they did not speak...
What did you do if they did not say my pleasure?
After the guest would leave, because I did not ever reprimand people in front of other people. Like, that's just rude to me. But I would just say, hey, Samantha, I noticed you didn't say my pleasure. Was there a reason for that?
Because it wasn't my pleasure. I did not feel pleasured.
That customer was a dick.
So then I had to pull them in the back and role play a customer service thing. So I would be the customer, they would be the employee, and they would have to say my pleasure and all this stuff. Like four
how many
or five
people
times.
Left?
Oh, the turnover rate was astronomical.
Yeah.
Because
nobody has pleasure
this
in
is,
them.
This is starting to inform maybe... You came out shortly after, so was this the role playing?
No,
pulling people in the back and
someone screamed like
she's homosexual.
It was 10 years later that I came out.
Wow.
Yeah, I was really in that Chick-fil-A closet.
It's well known now. Like, everyone knows the Chick-fil-A closet. Like there are like 50% of the company are like inside
they're,
a closet.
They're queer. When you work at Chick-fil-A and then you quit years later, people come out. I don't want to know the actual statistic behind it because I believe that that's high.
Yeah.
I swear to you.
And speaking of the closet, and I would love to know like what is the concept of why a closet? Why not like a well or like
like
front door,
bathroom. Like, so why is the term
is
closet? Why is the term in the closet?
Why is the term,
as opposed to down a well or
just like
under the house?
He was inside the house. Yeah. Now he came out of the house.
Now he came out of the house. He was upstairs and he came downstairs.
Why is it a closet? Because it's not.
Yes, you're gay. You should know.
I don't know.
Because
but
you're
gay.
I'm assuming. It's like when people look at couscous and they just look at me.
Like you can come out of other things.
No,
fellas,
it doesn't have to be a closet.
Yeah, so like you can come out of a walk-in. You know,
just
I
walk.
Get it.
It should be but, a walk-in
or a mall.
The mall. You can come out
I came
of a
out
lot
of the
things.
Mall.
No but I assume because it's the term was coined skeletons in your closet. That's a very common term. So I'm assuming you're coming out of the closet is one of the. Things
skeleton.
That haunt you as a skeleton because it's been a secret.
Jeez,
either that or if you want to get really philosophical.
Yes. I was going to say, actually
everybody
having a good answer is not funny. It's not funny when you have an actual answer. Oh. You're supposed to just make up something.
Oh, well that, okay, yeah.
Do you think that we are all inside of some sort of closet?
Yeah, everybody has a
closet. And it's just like some of us like try to show it, some others. So since we're here, and I'm just kidding. I'm like,
what closet are you?
Since we are like really close to each other.
I've been wanting to address this for a while. Everybody is just a little bit gay.
They all have some sort of closet. Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's just a little
bit gay.
I feel
like we were talking about it earlier.
Gay for
like
Tom Cruise.
See?
I love Tom Cruise.
Well, he was inside. What? He's gay now?
No.
Will just... loves Tom Cruise.
I love Tom Cruise.
You have something for Tom Cruise.
I always have.
Top Gun.
Well, no, that's not his favorite.
No, it's not my favorite. But
when he's on the motorcycle, you're like, oh my gosh.
I love to watch him run.
Like he's a piece of ass. Look at that.
I gotta get some of that. Come here, Tom.
Okay, which one? I didn't get it. Which movie?
Like all of them. I mean,
but
I'm
Mission
not,
Impossible.
But Tom, like Top Gun is not like my favorite. Okay. My favorite movie.
No, we just watched, I'm blanking on the name.
You mean my one of what I consider my favorite movies of all time?
Yeah.
A Few Good Men?
Yeah.
Okay.
With one of the greatest ending closing court scenes ever with Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise going at each other.
So, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen that in ages.
Well, it's so my kids hadn't seen it, so I was like, you're watching Dad's favorite film.
Yeah. See, everybody is just a little bit gay.
So, yeah, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise?
Closet.
Yeah. Closets?
Tom Cruise?
Closet.
Closet. Yep.
Do it. Jack Nicholson?
Well,
not pass. Closet. Classic closet.
Luigi, on the other hand. Oh. Can we talk about Luigi?
What happened? Like,
I heard he's from Towson.
He is from Towson. Is he? Yes.
Yes. He's from Maryland. And he's from like northern Maryland. Maryland.
Yep. He's from Maryland.
Maryland. He likes all bay. He eats crab every Friday.
It's hung.
So Luigi Mangione. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
he said that very well. Ooh. It's like you have been in Italy.
Like Luigi. Magic Luigi.
Luigi, Vegas, so. I swear that there's going to be an uptick in Mario Kart adventures in the next.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
People are going to be fighting.
Luigi hats will be trendy next Halloween.
Wait. Luigi, people are going to want Luigi over all the other characters? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Oh, is that absolutely. Finally going to happen?
That's Luigi's happen. Finally going to be the most played player.
Nice.
He is no longer the middle child.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And like shooting the guy. I mean, I don't know.
A year?
Allegedly.
It's a simulation.
It's not confirmed, so we're not confirmed. No, I don't even know Luigi. Actually, we should move on.
You don't know anything about Luigi.
I've never seen him a day.
I read some sort of conspiracy about it that, and that is in my feed, like all conspiracy theories and all of that. And apparently, like there was something that was linked. His family are very wealthy from Towson, and their family are tied to who? Nancy Pelosi. The crazy part. The crazy part, the moment I read it, not even 24 hours later, I read this new article about Pelosi, who's in Europe now, just got injured.
Mm. Yeah, she's in the hospital somewhere, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Really? So and to me, it's like, okay, are we preparing for something?
That's like Mitch McConnell fell down
Or Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein, when he was going through all of those accusations, all of a sudden you see him with a cane, he's sick. He needs to stay at home. There's something.
Okay, but she's old. Come on.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I'm not running any conspiracy. I'm just sharing
what I see. TikTok. Is that what's talking right now?
I don't have a TikTok. I'm sorry. I read articles and headlines.
Do you see the reels after the fact on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, of course. Those are my... I have to check those kind of things. Yes. It's very important to like fact check. Mm-hmm. And I can fact check them directly on reels. Direct, like live. Like that it's instantaneously, and it's crazy that like just we as her name came out, that came out as well. And I'm not running this. I just read it somewhere. I don't even remember when I read it. I don't know whether it's true or not. I'm not pushing for it. It's not.
I think we should all tell our favorite conspiracy theory.
Well, that's definitely not my favorite because I like Pelosi.
I don't know if I have a good conspiracy theory.
Well, all right, I'll go first.
I'll go second. Okay.
We'll think of yours. Okay. So you got
Trump is the Lord
me.
Savior.
No. Oh God. Just burn it down.
Jesus.
So every picture or video ever taken of Bigfoot is blurry. Everything, no matter what the technology, no matter how far the distance, no matter the woods, the area, the land, it's always blurry. What if Bigfoot is just blurry?
Oh, no. That's a good one. Absolutely a good one.
That's it. That's it. I'm 100% convinced.
That he's blurry.
You can't convince me otherwise. I'm in it.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I think you're better than, what's
his
name?
I have scientific
like the
proof.
InfoWars guy.
Because all the pictures are blurry? That's
yeah,
the title.
Yes,
all
of the pictures.
That's it.
Uh-huh. It's a fact.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. UFOs are real. That's
they conspiracy. Call, what do they call them now?
UAPs.
What is that?
So UAPs, we can Google it.
Unidentified aerial...
Projectile?
UAP, yeah. So because now, like, there are some reports that they saw them, like, engines going super fast... And then they go underwater. So they don't know whether it's like flying. But like to me, like I always, whenever I see something like this and like a UFO is like falling and crashing and all in America, and they can fly the whole galaxy but they come to Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they crash.
And then they pick the United States.
Why? Like, why Earth? Not Mars, not Jupiter. They come to Earth because it's got people. And the other theory, like that, like, what if we were the first ones?
No.
We always think that there is some sort of a... Well, we always think that we are very weak.
Yeah.
What if we are... Because the human brain just grew within like 200... Like a very short period. Like we were here for millions of years. And then all of a sudden, in a matter of 200 compared to the history of us, in 200 years, our brain just doubled in size, and we became like a thoughtful being. Like, we create things, we invent things, and we became those people that really like who we are today, and we keep evolving. But then we're civilizations, so we fall, and like we create writing, and we just write history. It becomes formal, and then it becomes informal because we forget about it. That's why earlier when we were talking, I'm like, where are we gonna be in 25 years from now? Like, I have no idea. Yeah. We're talking about AI that predicts when you're gonna die. It's
you know what, I think about the Jetsons. When I was a kid, there were all these cartoons about where we're gonna be in the time we are right now, and flying cars and this and that. I just don't think that your reality of what you think is going to happen 25 years from now actually matches what's actually going to be there. I think we human beings always think it's going to go so much further than where it is right now. And in fact, you know, we're not in flying cars. That's not even probably going to be reality. We're going to go into space before we're flying in cars, you know, on the ground here. So I don't know.
Think we have flying cars already?
Yeah, I mean,
helicopters. It is. Well, it's so noisy to make a flying car. Like, you need like a...
And it's not practical.
It's not practical. You need something that will push it from the ground because of gravity.
We're also still using fossil fuels.
Oh, yeah. A shitload of... Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are trying to go clean. We think that we're so advanced. And we're not. We always think that... Like, we're the last ones in the galaxy.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, we're looking now, we're saying, hey, it's AI, and in 25 years it's going to be this much bigger of a leap. Maybe it will, but maybe it's just going to be kind of the same, but just a little more efficient. I don't know that it's going to be that big of a change. Ask me in 25 years, we'll talk about this.
Well, yeah,
then 25 years ago, we didn't have cell phones, you know. We are probably the last generation that, you know, grew up without phones, without cell phones, without computers, without Google. At us now, right? And look at us now.
I'm just thinking of my expectation 25 years ago versus where I thought we would be. Like, it felt like we would be much more of like what I used to see on TV of the Jetsons. Like, everything's a lot more futuristic looking. And in fact, cars kind of look the same.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them are electric now, but, you know, they haven't really changed that much. They're not moving any differently. Traffic is still here. Yeah, we have, you know, fancier computers and fancier cell phones at all. But in fact, like, it's not so vastly different from what it was 25 years ago. I just don't know that we're going to make the leaps and bounds that we think are going to happen. I mean, even look at AI. When AI is a concept, even started, people immediately just went to, oh, it's going to take everyone's jobs, it's going to do this, and obviously it's going to kill us all.
Yeah.
But I think people now are already backing up, going, no, it's a tool. It's not as close to what we think it should be or what it's going to be anywhere near what we think it is. I just don't know that it's going to move that fast. I could be completely wrong, and maybe we'll all be dead in 20 years because AI has destroyed everything. But
thanks, Will
just,
Smith.
That's just me, like, looking back in my lifetime and how far I think we've gone compared to what I thought we were going to do when I was, you know, 25 years ago. And I don't think we've gone as far as I thought we would.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, this is the worst that it'll ever be for AI.
For AI. I thought you meant for us.
No, for us, I don't know. I mean, because what I do like is, you remember Yang from the primaries, the Democrat primaries, when he actually said, like, the universal income, that guy. And he's predicting what's going to happen in the future, because we will get to the point where we're going to seriously start talking about it. It'll create so many jobs. A lot of jobs will disappear because of AI, and they already did, just without any intelligence, like self-checkout, like those kind of things. Like, imagine if they're now, like, in even with self-checkout, now it's no longer a thing because Amazon just came out with the thing where you just scan your Prime membership, you start just shopping, you put everything, like, in your airports, groceries in a bag,
you just walk in
and walk out. You just scan again your Prime membership and you walk out. It already scanned it. There are hundreds and thousands of cameras all across the store. It is super rare when someone can, like, they can miss an item. Like, their inventories, like, they're really where they're supposed to be. Like, they don't have a lot of losses. Mm-hmm. And that's, it's working. It's a technology that's working. So that's the worst out of it. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I'm very optimistic in general. Like, as a person, I love to think that we will really be in a really good place. Because, again, we're humans. We adapt. We lose. Like, there are so many jobs that were created hundreds of years ago, and they're gone. Mm-hmm. You're no longer going to hear that they existed. We don't even know whether they existed or not. There's so many jobs because we invented so many things. We advanced as humans. Now, AI, I don't know. It's like someone thinking for you. Like, we're no longer able to write. We're no longer able to read or take notes. Now people are actually talking about in class that AI will just take notes for you. What's next? Do we need to even go to school at this point?
That's a big silence. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a pause.
Sorry, guys.
There's a lot of money.
Merry Christmas. Heavy. I'm sorry. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I love the holidays. Where you? To me, it's like 10 years ago, I didn't know what the holidays. Before that, I didn't know what the holidays are. Coming here, I just had an episode with a good friend of mine about Thanksgiving and what it represents for me. And the holidays and the holiday music, when I hear people like, I hate holiday music.
What?
I can't even believe you. I had it the whole night. That's why you're having a rough night tonight.
No. So I like some holiday music. I would say that, I don't know. I always complain that it's the same 12 songs. They just are sang by different people over and over and over again.
You're right about that. True. Yeah.
It's just not great.
My best friend Olivia has a song on Spotify. It's a Christmas song.
Your best friend Olivia?
Can we hear it?
Yeah, it's a Mistletoe Kiss Me Dear. Ooh, it's a great song.
Send it to the group.
I'll send it in the group.
Yeah, we want to hear it. So,
just a little plug for her.
All right, conspiracy. Yeah. Crystal, what's your favorite conspiracy?
I still never thought of one.
I've never heard of that. That's a conspiracy?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Where did you read that? Ready. New York Times?
I know. We'll have one ready.
Mine's pretty easy. And
Grinch
it's
is real.
Well, I mean, I do like, I think the Grinch is real. And he's in the form of me in the sweater.
No, you look amazing, by the way.
Thank you. No, I kind of deep dove into the whole Kennedy assassination thing. I had a period of time there where, and you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't still think there wasn't someone on the grassy knoll and there was some grand conspiracy to get rid of Lee Harvey Oswald after the fact. Like, all those things made sense to me. I think there's something there. I'd love to know. You know, I don't know. We're never going to know the truth, but that's probably the biggest one for me.
What do you think happened? As a regular American,
it just seems implausible that he was able to be killed that way, you know, in that manner, that openly in that public without someone else knowing something and something else going to, like, now I don't know if there's anyone on the grassy knoll, but whether he was set up, made that route that he took in order to, you know, get himself in an open spot. The fact that Lee Harvey Oswald did that kind of shooting from that distance. Yeah, I think there's probably more to
it. Was he that good as a shooter?
I mean,
according
to all the reports, I mean, he was not a great shot in the military. He wasn't, you know, a good marksman. He had a weapon that wasn't very accurate, but yet he was able to make those pretty precise shots from that distance.
Very
rapid.
Precise shots that...
timing of it.
Yes, he had to, like, be able to, like, cock reload like that quickly in order to make those shots in succession. So
how many shots again?
I think it was three. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's why people think that there was more than one shooter.
Have you watched The Umbrella Academy?
Yes,
I have. Okay. We started it.
Yes,
we haven't watched the last season.
We haven't watched the last season, but right.
But you know the reference.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I
have no idea what it is.
It kind of references this exact moment in time. They time travel or whatever throughout the show, and it references that exact moment. It's not fun. That doesn't sound right. It's an interesting scene in the show.
Yeah.
We gotta watch it. Yeah. Just that episode. Which episode?
Just the episode.
Spoiler
just alert. Just that episode.
Season 2, episode 3, minute 24.
I have no idea. Season 3 that does not even exist. It's still not out yet. Episode 10, season finale.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have one. Yeah. I'm ready.
Fly me to the moon. We just watched a movie.
You think they faked the moon landings? Is that what you're saying? Or are you just saying that they were prepared to fake them by having something set up in case they didn't get there?
The thing is, you know, it happened a long time ago. I wasn't there yet, you know, but from, you know, what I heard, I don't really think about it. So I don't really have an opinion. But it's your favorite one.
Let's talk about that.
Do you really think that they went there? And why? And I mean, I don't know.
Because America has to be first at everything.
Yeah,
that's
the
why.
If it didn't happen, you'll have their first opponent and adversary was the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. They would say that it's bullshit.
Yeah,
they'll come out and be like, no, because of this and due to this and this and that, and they will prove that they've never been there. So I don't think that they faked it. But again, probably just like the spoiler alert. If you didn't watch the movie, I'm so sorry. I'm going to say it anyway. But in the movie, they said that like they were ready to fake it.
They were ready.
Yeah. And there was a black cat that went to the set. I don't know if it's true or not. But again, when I watch those videos, scroll about the moon landing, they try to say, no, look at their shades and the wind and this. It doesn't ring a bell. Like, why would America fake it?
I want to know now. Why would America fake it? There's a lot of things that America would make up because they can't spoil it.
That's true.
But, however, I don't think that the moon landing was fake. I believe from our human small knowledge of the atmosphere on the moon that we're just like, oh, that doesn't make sense. It was fake. I think that it's easier for us to grasp that something is made up or make believe or not real because it's harder to think about the actual math and energy and physics that had to go into getting us to the moon. That's 830,000 miles away or something.
It's far.
It's far.
Yeah.
And I'll take your word for that.
I mean, sure.
I mean, there are mirrors on the moon now. That you can
really,
yeah, you can see with telescopes, and there are things that you can see with telescopes that are man-made on the moon.
I know
the rover on the moon and everything.
Are they sure that there is an American flag planted in or still there?
I mean, as long as nobody moved it,
I don't know. Someone might have moved it.
As long as the moon people,
the Russians.
No, Laura, I'm with you. It's kind of like COVID. You know, scientists
just
say,
because I don't understand this is what not understand not
there's
real.
There's no way that's real. It can't be real because you know how do those scientists know what they're talking about? Right. Like I'm looking at this thing and I've read this thing. You know, the fact that people think they're experts, mm-hmm. even though they have absolutely no education or no reason to think so, wouldn't make sense.
People use lack of knowledge as reasoning, whereas they should use it as an opportunity to educate.
That's too hard. That's way too hard.
That is good, but yeah, that's...
And denying things that we don't know. That's
too much work.
Yeah,
when we don't know. Denial is the river in Egypt.
Yeah. When we don't know. Oh, I have a good one, too.
Oh.
Pyramids. Like, who built the pyramids and how they built it and the way they built it.
Okay, so I have some logic behind this.
Okay. Oh, my God. All right, here we go.
Now it's now it's getting very,
wait, can we hear the, like, is there a conspiracy first?
Well, the conspiracy is that, like, they're not 20... Yeah, they were not built by humans because it's, like, the best, and when you think about it, the quarries where they brought those where those rocks originated, like they brought them 500 miles away, And they're so heavy. We're talking about 2 million bricks, and they're all not all the same size. Mm-hmm. They're shaped differently. Yeah. 2 million. And they all come, like, how did they put the top one?
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or they started from the top, and then went, I thought they started from the bottom, and now we're here. You know what I mean?
So I have about building. I don't know about the transporting of raw material.
Well, you have to bring building. It from 500 miles away. But I want to hear what you think.
I don't know about the transportation. Okay, that is a mystery to me.
I'm gonna talk to Brandon to come up with an Uber.
An Uber idea for bricks
to build more pyramids.
You think they had Uber back then?
But I do think that the pyramids were built, and I've never seen this, so I think I just made this up. So there's probably no actual logic or fact behind it. So quote me on everything. There,
Crystal, fact check this.
Where's my phone?
I think they built the base layer, and then dug up dirt and sand around it, so they were at ground level again, and then built another base layer and dug up sand and built around it, so they were at ground level again.
Why would you give a logical answer to this?
And the whole area is leveled.
And then they redug it out.
Wow. They were so smart to build the pyramids, but not smart enough to actually think how to build it. Like, just dig it again.
Yeah. Like, no, they...
And they were not slaves.
No, I get
what you're saying. Like, they're basically building dirt
on the side so they can go up. Maybe, and then maybe the dirt just blew away. Maybe they left the dirt there.
And didn't we have to, like... What's the term I'm using? What's the archaeology, that site?
Okay, yeah,
didn't excavate. Thank you,
archaeology. Who actually is teaching you English here? The brown Moroccan dude. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I got to fly away, like, from far. Yeah.
Excavate, thank you for the words. But didn't they have to excavate the site a little bit anyway?
I would think they would have had to, yeah.
Yeah, of course, they did, and that's why they're still actually finding so many things. Like, they were able to, but when you think about when you go inside the pyramids, there are all those rooms. There are some rooms that they don't even know yet.
Yeah.
And they've been actually working on that thing for a long, long time. So there are walls. There's like a single, like, it's not a brick. We're talking about like granite.
Yeah.
And like, and they're huge. And how did they get that big, heavy tomb? Like, they built it inside?
Yeah.
How?
They built around
it. It's very narrow. So they started
people
with those, and
were
then
they were expendable to them. They didn't care about the work situations. OSHA was not.
There was involved. No. I was going to say there's no OSHA.
There was no regulations.
No.
No unions.
Okay.
No.
It's to me it's there's so many sites. When we say that it's 2500 BC,
mm-hmm.
based on what? Because those archaeologists sometimes they just give us those numbers, but they're not geologists. They're not, and sometimes they don't work with geologists. Sometimes they try to cancel mm-hmm. each other because they go against each other for, like, when it comes to the...
So, like, a war between geologists and archaeologists?
Archaeologists, huh. And there are some, like, there is this guy, I was watching, again, YouTube.
Scrolling.
Of course, facts. And there was, his name is Flint, against another one whose name is Graham. Cracker, with a little reference to Graham Cracker, who was a kind of cool. But anyway, so he had a show on Netflix, and he was telling Flint that you tried to cancel me. He was like, no, didn't try to cancel you. He's like, well, you contacted Netflix to tell them to actually put my show into a different rubric. Like, it's not a like a history show. Now they want it to be a science fiction show.
Oh,
it's like, well, if that is not like canceling someone, like discrediting someone, then what is it? How
that's
can you explain it?
Wow.
It's insane. Like, how that, like, little there is, like, we know everything, and whoever gives a different perspective, because now they think that it's way longer than 2500. And when you think about it, like, all the Romans and the Greek and all of that, they all wanted to get to Egypt. And Egypt existed for centuries. It's one of the few civilizations in the world that really, because the Sumerians,
mm-hmm.
they did not exist for 3000 plus.
This brings me into my next conspiracy theory.
Oh, this night is fantastic.
How many do you have?
These are my top two. All right.
You have top two.
The Bigfoot one is number one. It will always be.
Bigfoot is blurry.
Bigfoot is blurry.
I believe you on that. Yeah. This is not a conspiracy. I think not believing it is a conspiracy.
Okay. All right.
I'm with you.
Number two. Here we go. Atlantis. was real.
And I will add one thing.
It was a government cover-up. It is a conspiracy that it did not exist. They had technology beyond their time, and it was real. I believe this.
What happened to it?
I think it was a cover-up.
It was a flood.
That's
what they say.
Something happened, you know?
Yeah,
maybe it was an earthquake. Flood.
Yeah, the big flood.
I don't know. Maybe they got crushed by pyramids. Blue wave? I don't know. Maybe they built the pyramids on top of them.
What's your basis for this conspiracy?
I don't have any base for it.
Okay, you just...
It's just I believe it wholeheartedly.
You just believe it with your whole heart.
With my
just
whole heart.
Just decided...
I mean, it might be based on the movie Atlantis, but I can't confirm or deny that.
Okay.
I've never watched that movie, so okay. I'm going to go and watch it. And apparently it is in the Sahara Desert. Like not desert, but the desert.
Yeah. Well, that's
when it was all green.
That's desert. You're just saying Sahara is desert.
Thanks for the class.
Well, that's like
English 101.
People calling non-bread.
Yes.
It's
bread.
Bread.
I love bread. But the Indian favorite. One.
I love desert.
The Sahara Desert. Yeah, that's true. So the Sahara was green during the the Egyptians, and they apparently. So I don't know if you know about the conspiracy of the Anunnaki.
No.
So Anunnaki are like those beings that came from some like a different planet. They needed gold, and that's why like they explain like because no one knows why gold is that expensive and why does it have value, because what do you use it for?
Yeah.
It has no use. Like, you're not going to build a house with it. You're not going to drive. There's other than jewelry.
Other than jewelry.
Got so much value. So, apparently, the Anunnakis came from a different... I sound like a conspiracy theorist.
I'm really excited.
This is insane. Yeah. But they came from a different planet because they were seeking all the gold because their planet was going through a lot of trouble because of the like a climately. They needed some of the gold particles. To put them in outer space, so it can clean the atmosphere and they can get their.
I'm here for this.
Their planet back.
Okay. Where did this come from?
So they, I don't know. It's like people. Like when you scroll that much,
Anunnaki.
Yeah, when you scroll that much, you drink that much. When you're alcoholic, a pothead, and a crack addict, a sniffer, and all of that, like. You have so much time in your hands, so you can just keep going and reading articles and loving headlines. So the Anunnakis came to the Earth. They brought they were fighting a long time ago against a different being, and they won. So they became their lower level, like the hardworking, like the blue collar people. So they were the ones digging, and they revolted, and that's when they worked on with their DNA and another being on Earth, and that's when like they explained like why the brain grew that fast and started thinking that
so we're half alien.
Well, that's what they're saying. They built us in their image, and that's why like they're saying like all the Bible and all the BS that like the Bible was written in a way that like God are those people, and the way they conceptualize like the or the way they created human, we were created in a lab.
Oh.
And that's why like Adam and Eve were in the lab, and then they take them out and blah, 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 in the Gardens of Eden.
Have you seen the TV show Kyle XY? It's very interesting.
Is it about the Anunnaki?
Almost. I mean, it's about humans grown in labs.
I mean, you know, a lot of these shows like this, there's stories that they heard, like he's telling us, and they make a show, and they don't tell you what the basis for them is. So it could be.
Yeah. And I do believe that the movies and all the series, like those scripts are built from something. Like they have to have some sort of...
Absolutely.
Like, there is creativity.
Yeah.
There's acid.
Like, where did the movie Atlantis come from?
Yeah.
Tell me.
There has... Well,
I thought Plato, you created it, right?
I think the Greek philosophers talked about that.
Yeah,
so now we do have our bathroom for the first time.
Oh, yes.
In... our podcast, our bathroom just got flushed. Thank you, Crystal. By the way, it's Crystal. But it is. I always think that whoever writes that script is like they have some sort of like technology, and some of the movies were made by the government too.
Yeah.
Top Gun. Speaking of
Tom
Cruise.
Yeah.
From the greatest.
Hubba.
So this brings us back to our original point. Everybody is a little bit gay.
Everyone is inside the closet.
Everybody.
Some of us come out of it. Some of us enjoy staying inside.
Yeah. Some of us. I'm not saying the closet's bad. It's not a bad.
Broke the closet and moved on.
Sometimes it's like a walk-in, you know?
Yeah. It's just what you come out as from that closet.
Yeah.
So it's whether you stick with one thing or you love everyone.
Exactly.
I know. I know.
It's a little Italian man.
Look.
I couldn't believe it. But now I do believe it more and more because now we're getting a little
I know.
Different from
now we've got back some appointments then. Going on.
I know. You're getting busy.
I am. It's cuffing season.
It's but wait, the are you actually season? Cuffing with anyone?
Yeah, Monday I got an appointment.
An appointment.
An appointment.
It's on the calendar.
Oh my God. What time? So we don't bother you.
From 10:30 to 3 p.m.
All right, let's.
I gotta be home before rush hour.
From 10:30
a.m.
A.m.
On Monday?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm off work.
A rally.
Oh.
I know someone. I've heard about this story. I don't know if it's true or not, but like they were on mushrooms. They came 56 times.
Yep. And then.
And then
no. That's wow. It felt that way. It didn't actually happen.
Someone.
If it actually happened.
I think they only came once.
I would be dead.
Did 56, I? You will lose 100 pounds
yes.
in a single day.
And then die.
Like you're
and
done.
Then and then die.
You will dehydrate happy. And die.
I know.
Happy like, but die.
Beef jerky. No, it's just Will's testicles yeah. jerky. Yeah. Like dried testicles. And he peed to dehydrate, to rehydrate. Sorry. TJ's?
Poor TJ.
TJ.
TJ. So who's TJ's?
TJ is named after Thomas J of My Girl.
And okay. He is our trivia winnings.
Adopt. Mascot. Adoption. Yeah, we adopted him. Yeah.
We won him at 90s Trivia.
Yeah.
He's our collective child.
Yeah.
He looks amazing.
Coca-Cola bear.
A polar bear with very cool the glasses. 90s
Coca-Cola the 90s bear. Coca-Cola mm-hmm. bear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those glasses now are trendy, but like with mullets.
Ugh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a story.
I just judged out loud.
You just judged about mullets?
I just judged out like, loud. Sorry.
There's nothing wrong with the mullet.
I heard about woodpeckers. Have you ever heard about woodpeckers?
Like the bird?
Yeah. And that's how, like, that's why, like, because mullets, those glasses, rednecks. Come on.
Oh,
that's
true. I've never made that connection before. So in my apparently, entire life.
It literally, Nick, in the last episode, he was talking about that, like a woodpecker. So a redneck is mm-hmm. like. A woodpecker has.
Well, that's not why they're called rednecks.
Because they were hardworking and blue collar and all yes. of that.
It's because they're out in the sun
yes.
and their necks literal necks yeah. would get sunburned.
Yeah, because I was just looking at him. I'm like, Nick, were you in the sun a lot? He was like, no. I was like, well, your neck is a little red. What's about that?
Wait, is that why they had mullets?
I don't know.
Like, well, that would make sense. You have a mullet, covers your neck.
Wow. Is this the first white culture ever invented?
I know. I think it's the first Will's conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good one.
But they needed their hair short in the front.
And long in the back so that they could cover their necks so they wouldn't get red so people would stop calling them rednecks because they really didn't like that.
And they didn't want to be a hippie, so it wasn't long all the way around.
But it backfired because then people started making fun of their dumb mullets.
Yes.
I like business in the front, party in the back.
There it is.
I know.
And no redneck.
Ain't no redneck. No, I always and I'm always afraid to say it because I feel like it's like the other side. Like I don't know if it's okay to say it or not, but when I talk
to
you,
is it okay to insult white people?
Yeah. But what? Why?
What do you mean?
No, it's never okay to insult any human.
Oh, that's
never
nice.
Okay. Aww. Never okay unless they did something dumb. Yes. And white people did so many things dumb on Earth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's, I don't know.
Unless someone can not even be insulted. Like, just stop talking to them if they did something dumb. You're giving them so much time.
That's why I only have six friends.
All of my friends are in this basement.
I know.
Yep.
Because it's hard. Like, sometimes it's not even worth it. Whenever someone does something dumb, just remove yourself, let them be, and you'll be fine, and
bless
they'll
and
be
release.
Fine. Yeah, and thank them, because you'll never do it again, Christina. this one is for you. This theme is for you. So next time you do something, some bullshit, I'm sleeping in the guest room. I can't let her sleep in the guest room. I'm scared of her. Brandon thinks that I'm scared of my wife.
No.
Oh my gosh. I was like, is Christina okay if you're gonna come out tonight? with me? And I'm like, yeah, Christina's okay. What are you talking about? And then Christina's not okay. I'm like, I can't make it. I got COVID. I'm sick. Like, my gum hurts.
I can't play pickleball.
I know. My pinky. She's swollen.
Sorry, the last guy I played pickleball with really did me in.
That's the mullet, dude. Like, we were in Finksburg. The mullet didn't like it, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet there are some mullets out there.
Yeah, you know what? I don't mind a good mullet.
Do you know what the best mullet? Toby Keith. Bless his heart. Rest in peace. Toby Keith probably had the best mullet. Am I wrong?
Okay, can you look up? Can you look up the story?
I don't know.
Can you look up the story of like a mullet? Now I want to know. I want to look it up.
We need to know the history.
Are we going to start having fact checking during
the episode? Yes, we have Christina to fact check shit for us. We can even actually project it on TV. So
also figure out if Atlantis is real.
I want to know. Yeah, no, Atlantis is not.
And where the term in the closet came from.
And why?
So many facts.
Here it is.
Oh no, she's laughing.
She's laughing a lot.
Oh my God, what is it? Show me.
It's a mullet.
Ooh.
Is Toby Keith up there?
That's how Jesus looked in 1990.
It's a good mullet.
He looks like Jesus that we have in the cathedral.
Is Toby Keith not the best example of a mullet?
Oh my gosh. Kenny Powers? There's one like with the black hair.
Who? Kenny Powers?
Kenny Powers. All right. Yeah.
It's a good mullet. Use this so we can see it. Oh my gosh. No. We can see from there. I want her to actually just fact check everything that we're... So we can actually get the real story.
I'm still fascinated by... Conspiracy theory to me means that like more than one person has determined and decided that that might be a thing.
Yeah.
You just made up the Atlantis thing. I've never heard anyone else decide what you just decided. So I don't know if that counts as a conspiracy theory.
There are people that do back me.
But I do think that a philosopher, like a Plato or someone who actually, Olivia.
She's
an archaeologist.
Soon to be roommate.
And geologist.
She's as delusional as I am.
She's delusionalist.
Yes.
Delusionology. Yeah. That's the science.
Speaking of mullet.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
So what's the mullet? Can you read that, please?
I'll read. The mullet is a hairstyle that has been around since ancient times and has been popular at various points in history. What? Really? Now, I will preface this, but this is AI's answer, so it could be incorrect.
Is it a Google?
This is the top AI summary.
What is it?
Is this the meta
summary or something?
No, yeah. Genesis or something like that.
Yeah, something. Ancient origins. The mullet originated in ancient civilizations as a practical style that kept. Yes, it was in Atlantis. a practical style that kept hair out of the face while protecting the neck. See, I was correct.
First settlers in the U.S. came in with their pickup trucks and
depictions
all that.
Of the mullet can be found in ancient Greece and Egypt, and there is evidence that the Neanderthals and other ancient
Atlanteans. Wow.
Atlanteans wore mullets.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a king's...
The more you know.
I'm just happy king. I was right about the neck thing.
Oh,
that's all I'm going
with. That was good.
Because they did not invent like collars.
Why haven't more like rednecks grown mullets? I guess because we make fun of them. Because
we make fun
too.
Of them. Like, so. It's better to be made fun of as the redneck, I think.
Mullets are back in style right
are.
Now with the kids.
Yeah,
well, it depends what kind of mullet
with the Gen
are you
Zers.
Putting on.
With
yeah.
the Gen Zers.
Yeah.
Okay.
The kids these days.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think we're like, I feel like every generation just look at the past generation and just say, or the new generation and say that they're just really bad. So what are we looking at?
All right. She gave this to me because I feel like I need to read this out loud.
Can you say that?
The story of Atlantis is a real tale.
Can we fact check that?
You just added that one.
It's a fictional tale about a lost island nation. That was described by ancient Greek philosopher Plato.
Oh my God, I was right. I said it. Wait, okay, all right. Rewind the tape. I said that
so
shit.
So why is it fictional just because it was described by Plato? Are you telling me Plato's not real?
Well, that's when the Anunnaki shows up.
It's all part of the...
Fucking Anunnaki show up.
Some people believe that Atlantis was a real place and that
Laura
the story...
believes. Yeah. From the bottom of my heart.
By Plato was historical events. This backed up by Plato himself.
I know. A true factual persona.
A guy that wrote a story that wanted everyone else to buy into it. And that's why he said it was
it's
real.
Part of the simulation.
Yeah. Is it the blue pill or the red pill? Simulation is
the blue pill. We're not red pill people.
Oh, we're not red pill people.
We're not red pill
people. Why would you say it that way?
We're certainly.
Ain't red now.
Where's your mullet, Laura?
Do we say it in a Baltimore accent?
Okay, what else am I checking?
Well, just whenever you hear something, and once we get to anything,
you hear
just
something fact Laura
check
says.
Us. Yeah, whatever conspiracy we start, just fact check us so we can actually just give some accurate. Can you check on
Pull up pictures of Bigfoot?
And yes.
We're looking up in the closet right now.
Okay, and I want to know about the pickle in Chick-fil-A. Because I don't know about that pickle. Nasty pickle.
You can read this.
So what are we looking at?
The term coming out of the closet
has... Oh my gosh, why would you think Teletubbies?
...has its origin in the gay rights movement. It has been adopted by other movements. The process of coming out is complex and can be emotionally charged, but it can also be liberating. Okay, this is sponsored by the Trevor Project.
Okay,
we don't want this.
This message is brought to you by Nancy Pelosi, who just got injured in Paris. What a way to go. If you got to get injured in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Maybe have a croissant.
Croissant.
Did you see that video? Like, yeah. What are you having? Croissant! Can I have a croissant?
It just says the phrase was used in early 20th century in reference to a young woman attending a debutante ball, and she was coming out into society. Interesting.
So that's the closet?
So we don't know where the closet came from. Oh, in past times, the word closet meant bedroom.
So they came out of the bedroom. And what happens in the bedroom? We all know.
You come how many times?
56 times. Dried testicles. Wow.
That's actually really interesting. That's a myth. That's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Not about Will. Yeah.
Dried testicles. Hey, Will, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's fine.
I hope you'll still say hi to me tomorrow when you get out to your car and you see me like, okay, hello. He knows.
Oh, no.
God damn it, he knows.
He knows.
No, but the closet is a bedroom.
Yeah.
And okay, now I understand why they're coming out of the bedroom, because now like it's going to change.
Yeah. More you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you're changing your closet.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Why are people so interested, though, in what people do in the bedroom? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're always going to be interested on. It's the mystery behind it. We're attracted to people that show a little mystery. You remember I was talking earlier about 48 Laws of Power.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great book. Mm. But a great book in a way that if you want to really gain a lot of power, and it gives you the tools to become that powerful.
Yeah.
And part of it, and some of it, is when you say less, and you answer just simple words and easy words, and it's shorter, like 20 or less words, and then people will start looking at you as mysterious, like they don't know what you're up to.
Manipulation.
Exactly. Well, that's how you gain power.
That's how you gain power.
Yeah, you gain power in that way. So, like, what's happening? If you really don't really show and talk about your sexuality. People will be like, what's going on in there? What's going on in that closet?
Yeah, what's going on over there?
People assumed Laura. I was straight for Laura, 28
years.
Laura,
you've been through so many closets so far.
A lot of closets, actually. The straight closet.
No, you've mm-hmm. been
the
there.
The lesbian closet.
Mm-hmm. Check.
The bi closet.
Mm-hmm.
And check. Now we're at the pansexual closet.
Okay. I don't know what that
means. Let's dive
means.
Into it.
All right. So, no comprendo. I am not very good at this. I don't know why the Indian accent just came out.
Yeah, that was that's a good so Indian accent. Theory. That's good.
You know why I really learned it really fast? Because that's how I learned English in America. They used to call me like those spam calls, and I'll just start chatting with them.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, it's just a conspiracy. But that's how I learned. That's why I got their accent. Like, hey,
I thought
hello,
you learned by watching Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, I know. 7 times in a row. Only stood up to go and pop some popcorns in the microphone and pop something else in the bathroom. So it's the two main things that I did is that. So But like, it's just a joke that I always run. But the one thing that I did that helped me a lot is to go to a bar and sit down at the bar and pick and sit down next to someone who's super drunk that it doesn't matter what I say, he's not gonna understand anyway. But just to gain that confidence to just
talk to
people. Yeah.
You should come to the trolley stop.
There's so many people inside
the
closet.
So many drunk people there.
Oh, really?
What is it called? He knows English now.
The trolley stop.
That's true. Now no one can stop me from talking. Yeah.
Christina. Christina, give it a goog. Yeah, check that out.
Okay, so you're pansexual.
Oh, pansexual. Yeah. Can you explain? I really don't understand.
So,
genuinely.
I have all... Oh, you want me to be serious.
No, okay. I want you to be as serious as possible.
Okay. So, pansexual is just an all-inclusive umbrella term of I find every human attractive. No, hold on. I don't find every human attractive, but I find all humans attractive. So, like, it doesn't matter about the bottle.
But that's bisexual.
It matters about the wine. Bisexual is almost an outdated term, but I don't want to invalidate people that are bisexual, because bisexual is only including your gender and another gender.
So
it's including two genders, but that's completely valid. So pansexual is just a more inclusive term saying that, like, you can be any gender.
Mm-hmm.
Or no gender, and I'm still into you.
Okay.
So, male, female, non-binary,
transgender,
gay, whatever. Lesbian,
great,
homosexual,
gay, straight, lesbian,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Bi, yeah.
Got it.
All the things
I'm
Lady
still
Gaga
learning.
Said.
Like it's sometimes it gets very hard for me because I really don't understand, and sometimes I'm really afraid to.
But everybody is still learning. So if you approach it with a "Hey, I want to understand you," instead of a "I don't get you, so I'm going to be afraid of you." You know?
What would you say to the people that I'm like, "This is BS"?
Have you ever kissed a woman?
I have.
Oh, I love
it. Is it great?
It's moist.
It's very moist.
And then ask yourself if you would ever like to kiss a different gender and feel the same way.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You made out with Tom Cruise.
Those mushrooms were so good.
And then if that doesn't appeal to you, then you're probably pretty straight. Mostly. And then if it does appeal to you, yeah, you might be a little gay. You know? Whatever.
Yeah. I think everybody's a little gay.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know?
We all have that, like...
Let her ride.
Yeah. Let her rip.
Let her rip.
Yeah.
If you just want to make out with your best friend every once in a while, go ahead. Go ahead.
The best thing that's happening now in this country is that, like, if you're gay, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
In certain areas, it's
less of a problem here than
here.
It is in
you're right.
Many countries.
They will not be murdered.
They won't.
Right. For the most part.
Yeah.
Well, is it like mostly in certain areas like that you would qualify that are not like urbanized as maybe
no, you
even
go in,
here?
You go into a country bar and you go into the ladies room and sometimes you get a little hate crimed in there. So
your accent just came out. Like,
it did.
Oh, I know.
No, I know. It was on purpose.
What country
yeah,
bar
are you
referring to?
Ireland.
I don't think I know the specific bar that I was into, but
was it not in Baltimore?
But it was something. No, it was not in Baltimore.
What Baltimore?
Baltimore.
It wasn't in Baltimore
or DC.
No, not DC. Definitely not DC. I think it was somewhere in Virginia. Where? No. Hold on. Where were we? Delaware.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Delaware.
You weren't near Seaford, were you?
I don't know where we were. We were outside of Rehoboth, so we didn't quite make it into Rehoboth.
You could have been in Seaford. Were you on your way back towards Baltimore?
No, we were in our way to Rehoboth, and we stopped at a hotel.
So before you got to Rehoboth.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of bumfuck Delaware. Yeah, there's a lot of
That's
bad
exactly
things
where
there.
It was.
Slower, lower.
Yeah, slower,
like
lower.
Lower.
You don't want to hang
slower,
out there.
Slower, lower, Delaware. Yeah.
But we did get a man to buy us a drink.
Oh, really?
I mean,
yeah,
they're like, look at these lesbians.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Let's buy them a drink.
I'll be honest with you.
They might make out for us if we buy them a drink.
Exactly.
That's what they were thinking.
Everyone dreamed, every young man that I know, I mean, I've never talked about that to anyone, but you know, every man that I probably know,
and
when we were young, we all loved lesbians.
This is a huge thing. Lesbianism is fetishized. Mm-hmm. So I used to just say I'm queer or I'm gay, because if you say you're a lesbian
it's more sexual.
It's more sexualized. It's disgusting.
Yes.
So that's why I just say I'm gay all the time.
I wouldn't say that it's disgusting.
it's disgusting, it's on my end,
okay, yeah.
to be sexualized just for saying I'm a lesbian.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And that's that's a huge thought in the queer community.
Yeah.
So if you just say, oh, I'm gay or I'm queer, men leave you alone. But if you say I'm a lesbian, they're like, are you? Do you want to make out with this girl?
I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
So you get, it's gross.
It's,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I can see that.
Yeah. So, you know, being in that environment where you're in straight bars, and that's why it's so important for queer people to have their own space.
Yeah.
Safe spaces.
I had my bachelor party in a gay bar. So my best man was gay from Jamaica. He moved to the country here just to be gay. And like his stories
I love that.
Oh, yeah. And he's one of the best. I haven't talked to him in a long time. I probably should actually
reach out to him.
Yeah. Corey, he's amazing. And I had actually a transgender, a good friend of mine, Sam. He lives now in he lives in Chicago, and he told me he's from the South, Alabama, I believe.
Yeah.
It was very, very hard for him to growing up to convince his parents first that he, back in the days, she was gay, and then. Mm-hmm. That he was no longer feeling as a she, and then started his transition. He needed to actually leave that area. And now he's getting better, and even now, like, they just got engaged, and he's getting married soon. So his parents now love the bride. But to get back to my night, and I had so many people like asking me, like, "Are you gay? You can make money here.
You're in a game bar.
you can get like, and you touch in and all of that. But like, it was later. It's funny how when you get there and everybody's still like kind of ish sober. And everybody's just like very respectful. And at like at 2 a.m., the touch in that happens on their walkout, like, all right, everybody out, we're done. And like, they're checking you, like, he doesn't have any guns. No, no guns, guys. Like, checking every single part of you.
TSA becomes a thing.
Yeah, I love that.
On the way out.
I was like this. I was right by the door, like, my hands behind my head. I'm like,
we know we didn't check when you came into the bar, but you got to make sure you're not taking the gun out.
I was like, this was the closet, guys. I'm gay. Christina's shaking her head. She's like, oh, fuck. What kind of podcast?
What is he saying?
Stop so it.
How would you name this band now if we have to have like a run? I do have another one with some friends, and we call it ADHD just because we did what we did today. We just jumped from.
Yeah. This is conspiracy.
We need a band name?
Well, I would love to think about something. The Neighbors.
I think that's the name of our text group.
Yeah, the Neighbors.
Yeah, no, it'd be TJ and the Neighbors.
TJ and the Neighbors. And the Neighbors. Okay. Well, okay. That's good. That's good.
I like it.
Anything else? Christina? TJ and the Neighbors.
Yeah. I like Smorgasbord.
Okay. Well, that's actually just because it's hard to pronounce.
Smorgasbord.
It's so easy, right? You're saying it like it's very, very easy. Smorgasbord. How would you spell it?
I wouldn't.
You would not try.
Yeah.
Would not try.
Smorgasbord.
What word did you tell us there's not a good browsing? That's the one that there's not a good translation.
The browsers. Because we were just browsing in every single conspiracy, but we're not really digging very deep. Uh-huh. No, thank you. I'm not buying. But that's like browsing to me is like there are so many. When I first got here, browsing was just a mind blowing to me because I don't think of any word in any language that I know that has an equivalent
browsing
like of browsing
looking
in
around
in French and Arabic and any other language that I speak. They I'll have to explain like, no, I'm just around here walking around looking at the prices, the quality, the shirt. Thinking, but I'm probably not
going to buy anything.
I'm not going to buy, so don't waste your time.
I understand. Yes. You know. It's like a whole thought that you have to get out instead of just, I'm browsing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the power of the USA. I don't think that even
America.
Team America.
Oh my God.
We
can't end on that.
That's a really good, really good movie. They exploded the pyramids of Giza, by the way, and really they were applauded for that. They were like, thank you so much for coming. And then what really bothered me is the Durka. When they did the Arabs, and they were like, Durka, Muhammad Jihad. Muhammad Jihad.
So
I'm just
speaking Arabic.
So I got I got a text while we were here from a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is Seth.
Okay.
Seth, in this picture, he has a mullet, but he did it ironically. He was being funny. The reason this is now funny, because we would also make fun of him.
Because his facial hair.
Because his facial hair never really grew very well.
So when
Team America came out, the guy, the Durka Durka guy that they've like put the hair on, we would say it was him.
Yeah.
So it happened so often. We'd be a text group and someone would just send a picture of that guy from Team America to Seth. Just to mess with him
and
drove
and
him crazy.
This song, America, 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 fuck yeah, coming again, some
motherfucking day now,
America,
oh no,
fuck yeah,
this has gotten
coming again, a little too patriotic. Day, yeah. America.
I mean, have you seen the movie?
I've seen the movie.
No, but we're like, how can we trust him?
We're just chanting America.
Fun part, like they cannot draw when he started puking, like 100 liters, 100 gallons of puke. It's like, I gotta sober up.
And it was like cream corn.
And then he stopped for 2 seconds.
It was all this dramatic music behind him because he was like, you know, he was like coming back.
Yeah. And then when he went back and he tried to convince them, like now he needs to convince the team that he's like, they can trust him.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, no, he sucked my dick. And they were like, oh, okay. All right. We can trust him now. That's it. Like convince him now. They can. All right. Are we checking on conspiracy theories?
No, I was...
By the way, when we started this, you guys thought that we're going to do just a 20-minute.
Mm-hmm. How long's it been?
It's an hour and 11 minutes.
Yeah,
I got to run. I got a jet, as the Jetsons would say.
We have an appointment?
Full circle.
Because you need to rest up for your appointment on Monday?
So what are we doing on Monday?
She's getting her,
not us, but getting her pipes like you, clean, for example.
I was like, we're not doing anything.
You say
we
nowhere.
All the time. You know, the collective we. When I say we, I mean the collective we.
Yeah.
You know?
All of us.
Pipe cleaner.
What are we talking about?
I am seeing the plumber. We're gonna lay some pipe.
Yep. He's gonna snake.
Tonight?
He's gonna snake.
No, Monday.
That's Monday.
From 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
He's gonna use a plunger.
9:30 is too late.
Oh, gosh.
I'm in bed by like 8.
I mean, it's 10 o'clock now.
Well, it's a Friday.
But on a Monday.
On a school night.
On a Monday. I can't be up that late.
Absolutely. I gotta feed the cat.
Man's got to get his snake out. Clear the
snakes. I'm terrified of those.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Get the hose up. Just power wash the whole thing.
You know?
Just, okay. Understood. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for doing this. This was what do we call it? Did we call it again? Not yours, but his.
TJ.
And the neighbors. Yours I can't pronounce. I don't remember. I need the spelling for that.
Okay.
Otherwise,
TJ and the neighbors
is easier.
I gotta
look at it every single time I want to say it. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys. Let's wrap this up.
Yep.
Thank you. I need more conspiracies for next time. Mm-hmm. We're having this again.
Got it.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. You're going to hear 1, 3, 2, 1, go.
In the cellar we gather round, stories told, no need for sound. Saxophone plays so smooth and true, feel the vibe, it's all for you. Echoes bounce on walls of time, hear the rhythm.